Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi, Psalm 6. Lamanatzeach b'neginot al hashminit mizmor David, to the conductor with melodies on the eighth or the shminit, a song of David. Adonai al bi'abcha tochicheni ve'al b'chamatcha tiyasreni. Chaneni Adonai ki umlalani, rifaeni Adonai ki nivhalu atzamai. V'nafshi nivhala ma'od ve'ata Adonai ad matai. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Do not chastise me in your wrath. Be gracious to me, O Lord, because I languish. Heal me, O Lord, because my bones are frightened or bewildered, and my soul is bewildered. And you, God, how long? Observant Jews are quite familiar with this psalm, as it's part of our prayer service. We recite it as Tachanun twice a day. But we need to understand its theme and its message. We can divide the psalm once again into three sections. The first, in verses 2 to 4, I would call David's behala towards God, his bewilderment. Verses 5 to 8, David's plea for salvation, physical and mental, to God. And the last section, he speaks about God against his enemies. Once again, the title verse introduces a new musical reference, this time the word shminit, which commentators described as some kind of eight-stringed harp or something like that. Now, if indeed we continue to accept that David's psalms were sung in the temple, then the following one that we're going to learn right now, filled with pathos and shame and guilt, just shows how vulnerable he allows himself to be in front of his nation. More on this in the psalms to come. More than perhaps any other psalm, here we find David describing his own sickness and ailments in great detail. But it's a bit difficult to pin down what exactly ailed him. Was it a physical ailment as described in verse 3? My bones? Was it some psychological pain that we'll read in verse 7 about he's weary in bed and groaning? Or some kind of spiritual low that we read in verse 4 in which he says, my soul is afraid? Could it be that David suffered from several illnesses at the same time? Or perhaps David combined all his fears and lonely feelings into one psalm for the following message. Now, I'm not a psychologist, but I venture a guess as to what David was feeling at this moment. He seems to be battling with a depressive episode. In this regard, the milah mancha of the entire psalm, the guiding word, which appears 3 times in a unique way, is called behala, a state of bewilderment, of confusion. Now, I looked up, you know, some of the symptoms of a depressive state, and they are remarkably similar to what David is describing for himself. Feelings of guilt, fatigue, lethargy, difficulty with concentration, insomnia, unexplained physical ailments, sluggishness, thoughts of death and suicide. Perhaps David is trying to express that this is what he was feeling. The rational fears and irrational concerns blend together when you have this depressive episode, and it gathers forth like a snowball that ultimately overpowers you. Perhaps David feels broken, troubled by his sin. Do not rebuke me. Perhaps he feels worn down by an external enemy, as he says, because of my enemies. Or he feels pain, physical pain, or pain in his heart or his mind. Now, each time, if you're in good spirits, if you have one pain, you can accept it as part of life. But when you're depressed, the pain takes control of you. It overwhelms you. That's behala. Now, maybe David, aware of this condition, strove to impart a message to help others deal with depression when it comes upon them. What's our reaction when we get depressed? We crawl into bed, speak to no one, don't get dressed, don't leave our homes, and wallow in self-pity. What's King David's reaction? He turns to God. In verses 2 to 4, he speaks in the voice of a terrified man who looks to his creator for solace. He first recognizes that only God can resolve his physical and emotional crisis. He says, God, I realize that you are the source of my situation. I beg forgiveness from you. Do not in your wrath rebuke me. Have pity on me, for I am broken. Heal me, for my bones are weakened. In the second section, He takes this even further, saying, Ve'ata Hashem ad matai shuva Hashem. Please, God, return and save my soul. Verses 7 and 8 explore the various illnesses in greater depth. Let me read it. Shuva Adonai chaltza nafshi hoshiyenu l'man chastecha, ki ein b'mavet zichrecha b'sh'omu yodelach, yagati b'anchati yascheh b'chol layla mitati b'dimati arsi amseh, ashesha mikas enai atka l'chol tzorarai. Return, God, return my soul, save me for the sake of your kindness. For there's no memory of you in death in the grave who will thank you. I am weary from my sighing. Every night I sully my bed. I wet my couch with tears. My eye is dimmed with anger. It has aged because of all my adversaries. David is feeling this sense of multiple types of ailments as a result of his mental state. In verses 7 and 8, however, he's describing his illness to God in a continuation of the last segment, or is he speaking to himself, muttering about how difficult this time has been for him, and wondering aloud when this pain will cease? If we accept this theory that he was battling his depressive state, then the psalm segues gracefully into the final section, in which he says, Suru mimeni kol po'el yaven ki shama adonai kol b'chyi. Shama adonai tchinati adonai tfilati yikach. Yevoshu v'yibalu kol avai. Yeshu v'yivoshu rega. Turn away from me, all you po'alei aven, for the Lord has hearkened and listened to my voice of weeping. God has listened to my supplication and accepted my prayer, so my enemies will be ashamed and bewildered themselves. And they shall return and be ashamed in a moment. If we accept this theory that the psalm segues gracefully into section 3, then the final three verses 9 to 11, David speaks to God in third person, and he commands the po'alei aven to depart, for God has heard my cry. God has hearkened to my supplication. He will receive my prayer. My enemies will disappear in an instant as quickly as they came. Who are these po'alei aven whom he commands to leave? Some commentators describe po'alei aven as human evildoers. Others suggest that it's some kind of occult, or hidden demons. But perhaps the po'alei aven represent David's psychological fears, the depressive feelings that had been opposing him, motivating him to write this psalm. His lonely depression is being rooted out by a resurgence of his belief in God, faith in himself, and his newfound commitment to carry on. We can read the psalm then as a formula for David trying to teach us about how to get out of his depressive state. He might be trying to teach us how to overcome our troubles. He'd spoken to God and heard God's reply, but the reply is not the critical point here. What counts most is that he speaks directly to his maker for assurance, comfort, and mercy. Chazal chose this psalm as the quintessential tachanun prayer of supplication to God, subsequent to Amida. When we recite Shemona Esrei, we stand upright, somewhat confidently outlining our needs and praises to God. But Chazal institute that immediately afterwards, and according to Rav Soloveitchik, as part of the second half of the Amida, we must fall on our faces and approach God in this state, bewildered, frightened, and unsure. Both times are appropriate for approaching God. Only through prayer can we defeat our demons and find our path back to the Creator. Shalom.